So, what did you get for Christmas? I'm the happy recipient of 2 new shirts, a sweater, and a make-your-own sushi kit. My kids received an alphabet soup of DVDs, CDs, and a PS2. We got no Wii, but all in all, not bad. Still, probably none of us fared as well as Solomon. And so it was the Queen of Sheba heard that Solomon was wiser than Ethran the Ezrahite, Heman, Chalcol, Darda, and all the sons of Mahol. And so the queen made a long journey, a pilgrimage, in search of David's son and the wisdom of the Lord. And she brought with her precious stones, spices, gold, maybe even some frankincense and myrrh. And just as significantly, she came with plenty of questions to ask of David's son to test his wisdom. And we wonder, what did she ask? Did she come with riddles, ethical dilemmas? Did she query the great naturalist about trees, beasts, birds, reptiles, and fish? Or did the Queen of Sheba come to hear Solomon speak in proverbs and parables of what she wrote 3,000? Perhaps she wanted to hear a few of his songs, which numbered over 1,000. It's hard to know. In any case, the queen asked all that was on her mind and in her heart. She may have begun with zoology, but no doubt her questions turned to theology. She inquired about the Lord for whom Solomon was building so great a temple. And tellingly, the queen was taken aback, not only by Solomon's wisdom, but by the splendor of his throne and the richness of his reign. Her emotions were a mix, I suppose, between seeing the Sistine Chapel for the first time and being at the grand opening of the Mall of America. She was swept off her feet by Solomon's palace, the fine food at his table, the many servants who attended him, and the clothes that they wore. Mixed into this woman's love for the finer things was the admiration for the burnt offerings which the king offered up at the temple. A man in full, Solomon left the queen breathless. And she broke out in doxology, singing, "Praise be the Lord your God, who has delighted in you and placed you on the throne of Israel. Because of the Lord's eternal love for Israel, he has made you a king to maintain justice and righteousness." And just maybe, she asked, "Is this the Messiah, or should we wait for another?" As well you know, she would have to wait. This son of David was not the son of David. Solomon was cursed by his many blessings. His wonderful inventory of material, mental, and spiritual gifts proved his downfall. He started believing his own press and became enamored by his own wealth and wisdom. While he might have been a good influence on Sheba's queen, he himself succumbed to the wishes, wants, and whims of his many wives, even as he started singing the praises of their gods. So for all his wisdom, we might say to Solomon, "Physician, heal thyself, and wise man, take some of your own advice." Indeed, if the Queen of Sheba had visited Solomon later in life, he might well have diverted her attention from all the pomp and circumstance and offered her his one lasting piece of hard-won wisdom. All is vanity. Moth and rust have their day. Earthly treasures give no lasting joy. Fancy meals turn bitter in the mouth. Great kingdoms are soon divided. No royal robes can match the beauty which adorns the lilies. All of man's great works are vanity, striving after the wind, for there is nothing to be gained under the sun. The true and lasting wisdom is he who comes from above. Flash forward a millennium. Again, there is a strange and exotic visitation foretold by the prophet Isaiah. And from Sheba they shall come. They shall bring forth gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. Like the queen before them, these wise men sought wisdom. Like the queen before them, they sought King David's royal son. And what did they find? A king wearing a crown, sitting on a throne, a palace, fine food, attendants and cupbearers and silk robes. No, those dressed in fine clothes live in palaces. They found instead an ordinary home and a seemingly ordinary family. And yet these wise men were not disappointed. Unlike the queen of Sheba, the Magi would wait no longer. Having discovered a child, they found their Lord. For when they saw the toddler with his mother, they kneeled and worshiped the child, the son of David, the true wisdom from on high. And perhaps they sang the hymn of Sheba's queen. Praise be to the Lord your God, who has delighted in you and placed you on the throne of Israel. Because of the Lord's eternal love for Israel, he has made you a king to maintain justice and righteousness. Yes, the queen of Sheba did well to make her journey to Solomon. She did well to give gifts to the Lord's anointed. But looking back at it all, Solomon didn't need the gold and spices. It was just another case of the rich getting richer. Much like, perhaps, our own celebration of Christmas. More blessed are the Magi. The true son of David would need every ounce of gold that the Magi could spare. Not for a golden crown, but so that his family could pay for a hastily planned trip. No, the Solomons of this world can take care of themselves. They don't need our help. Our Lord, on the other hand, barely escaped Herod's wrath by the grace of God and the gifts of the Magi. So also, little children, so much resembling our Lord, are in need of our help today. And they have yet to have a birthday. And they have nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. In little less than 3 weeks, on Saturday, January 26th, the Allen County Pro-Life Movement will host a March for Life. It will begin with a rally at noon inside the Scottish Rite Auditorium, followed by a quiet march through town. This little pilgrimage will be an opportunity for you and for all your family to say once more that life is God's precious gift, and that that gift began with a child. We don't have to be as wise as Solomon to know what's right. The baby can't be broken. So like the queen of Sheba and the wise men, I would invite you to take a pilgrimage where we will walk together for the sake of those who have no voice and have been given no choice, for the sake of those little ones for whom Christ became a child and for whom he shed his precious blood. Your walk for life is a gift worthy of the Magi and more glorious than Sheba's queen. Amen.